It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Thank you for hanging with us this last hour. We've covered lots of ground today, and still some breaking stuff that we're watching for you. So keep your radio set right where it is. Kevin McCullough, always glad to have you with us. And on Mondays, thankful that David Fisher is with us to help us keep track of the markets and so forth. And, of course, Dr. Gina with her unique take on everything. That's always a pleasure as well. Now, it's interesting that as we continue to move into the increasingly politically correct days, you know, that we inhabit, I keep finding these stories that you just wonder, like, how this is going to play for some kid down the road. Okay? So when you and I were growing up, what did you name at the homecoming game? There was a man and a woman, homecoming king, homecoming queen, and they were elected, right? Most places, it's like a political election of some sort, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So Penn State University, which has had its own struggles and problems in recent years, steps up to the plate. And this last week made a very weird decision, very strange decision. They have decided that no longer will there be a homecoming queen or king. Instead, they're going to give titles that are gender neutral so that they can, quote, be welcoming to all. Their 2018 Homecoming Executive Committee and Royalty Committee, instead of honoring one man and one woman through campus popular vote, will now give two students, regardless of gender, this is what they'll call them, the Guide State Forward Award winner. So just picture it. You're at the, you know, the first game in October at the home field, and, you know, it's a big deal, and everybody's come back from being far away, and all the alumni are on campus. And they, at halftime, roll out the big revelation. Who's going to be king? Who's going to be queen? Et cetera, et cetera. But instead, they roll this out and they say, now, ladies and gentlemen, presenting this year's hard-fought-for Guide State Forward Award winner. The Student Resource Center Director, Brian Pachkowski, said, this continues their dedication toward diversity, equity, and inclusion, and that these changes challenge us to expand our understanding of sexual and gender diversity and extends a welcome that other universities and institutions have been doing for some time. Yeah, because Guide State Forward Award winner has such a ring to it. Yeah, I'm sure every school is going to be doing this a year from now. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.